All right, welcome. Welcome. New show, new episode, and another brand new day to celebrate. Welcome back. Thank you for listening to the blog Music Art Culture. I am your host, Dominique. Tell your friends and your coworkers to hashtag join the conversation on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts, and of course, listen to the show. First, I must say thank you because you could be doing anything. And you probably are, but you're doing it right here with me. Oh, you know how to make a girl feel special. I know you had a great weekend. From my couch, I watched Shakira and Jennifer Lopez take the stage for the Super Bowl halftime show, and it was amazing. When it was all over, I thought to myself, I need to take a dance class, maybe sign up for some Pilates. Definitely. It was a show to remember, really enjoyable, super hype, very high in energy, and the game was pretty good too, you know? I didn't have a favorite, but of course, being that I'm a Cali girl, you know, California native, I was pushing for the San Francisco 49ers. However, the Chiefs, they were definitely holding it down, and it was a monumental win for them, especially since this was the retirement year of their head coach. So big up to them. They have both teams, actually. They played their hearts out. They really earned their spot, and it was a great show in Miami for those who were able to attend. It was actually a really good game, too, but, you know, I don't know. I was a little disappointed, however, because I don't have a favorite. You know how it goes. All's fair in love in football. But where's the love when your team loses, right? I don't know. Hopefully you didn't lose too much money. I know I didn't bet at all. Anyway, let's talk about the commercials really quick. I thought they were a little... I wasn't satisfied. However, Jason Momoa, you know, aka Aquaman... that was pretty cool. It was a little different. You know, they took sexy Aquaman and broke him down, and then he had like no muscles and was going bald. But it was pretty cool when they put Lisa Bonet, which is his wife, and of course you remember her from, well, she's done a lot of acting, let's just say that. A Different World, Denise Huxtable. Yeah, that's her. Family woman these days, and of course her daughter is Zoe Kravitz. Of course you know Zoe Kravitz, right? Lenny Kravitz's daughter, duh. Yeah, so one big happy blended family they are. But that was my favorite commercial. They actually had some really cool, I think it was Tide was all over the place, and Procter & Gamble. Yeah, they were really talking about cleaning. That was like a big push. Or was I the only one who caught that? Oh, commercials. Yeah, I think those were my favorite ones. Anyway, while we get ready for this show, I just want to say, tis the day to enjoy the moment and check out the blog Music Art Culture, an original Anchor podcast. And of course, you can listen on Apple, Spotify, and so much more. Make sure you search the blog Music Art Culture. Again, head over to Spotify or Apple Podcasts and search the blog Music Art Culture, and you can subscribe and listen consistently all the time, even a previous episode, so you can get caught up with everything going on. And we're going to get into today's show. What are we talking about? Keep listening, you'll find out. Yeah. All right, so we are back. And what are we talking about today? Well, we're going to talk about a few things. One of the things that we're going to talk about is comparison and creativity. Yes. Is comparison killing your creativity? Well, we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about being overbooked, because that's a term that people just really key in on these days. And some for good, some for bad, but we're going to explore what that really means. And, just an FYI, guess what? It's Girl Scout cookie time. So why am I saying that? Well, I happen to know someone at work, and her daughter is a Girl Scout. And guess what? Of course, I got cornered in the office, decided to buy a few boxes. Actually, I didn't buy a few large boxes. I bought a few small individual boxes. But funny thing, someone else in the office actually bought like legit boxes. And I was like, wow, you are committed. those cookies are really good. So make sure you get over to your local chapter. If you see them at the grocery store, make sure you support the girls, you know, the little Girl Scouts, of course, the Thin Mints, Samoas. Yes, and they've actually got a few new ones too. One of the boxes, I'm like grabbing it. I'm not going to stuff my face, don't worry. Won't do that during the show. But they're the Tagalongs, and they're crispy cookies layered with peanut butter and covered with chocolatey coating. So yummy. Yes, if you see them, support these young ladies. It's a wonderful organization. It teaches them goal setting, decision making, money management, people skills, and business ethics. Where did I get that? Well, it says it on the box, but I'm sure if you go to the website or you ask one of the Girl Scouts, they'll be able to tell you themselves. Really cool, right? It's good to know that they're learning life skills and they're not learning it from any other source other than hard work, dedication, and group skills in a safe setting, right? Right? That's what we want to push, right? Yes, a culture of education and learning, and definitely individualism, as well as community. So those are your local Girl Scouts. And of course, no, I'm not being sexist, so we can't forget about the Boy Scouts. However, I was talking to someone and it did bring up a really good point. When's the last time you heard about the Boy Scouts, right? It was so funny because it actually made me laugh. Why did it make me laugh? Because I really thought about it. Ever since the Girl Scouts have been pushing these cookies, like, what are the Boy Scouts really selling? I think I'm going to investigate and look into that because I don't even know. Anyway, back to what we're talking about today. Comparison and how it's killing creativity. Oh my gosh. Now, we can go on and on, right? I mean, when you think about your social media, when you think about your circle of friends, when you think about your goals, and when you think about, you know, your work and where you're trying to be, when you time yourself out and, you know, what's your 10-year plan, your 5-year plan, all of it can be really overwhelming. But when you take it day by day and you start to kind of dissect, well, you know what I did? I really started to think, what am I doing in my downtime that makes me feel as though whatever my goals are aren't measuring up? Now, what's really ironic about that is I don't think I even thought about it before I just put it so eloquently in that phrase. However, really what I'm saying is there a need for us to ultimately find ourselves being compared to a higher standard? I think so. I mean, I see it all the time with my girlfriends. I sometimes have to even, you know, check myself when I'm thinking and I'm getting ready for a date or I'm getting ready to go out to an activity or a play. And I start thinking about, okay, what am I going to wear? Well, what is everybody else going to wear when I get there? And maybe I need to do my hair like this. Maybe I need to wear this kind of dress, these kind of pumps, you know, heels. Maybe I need to wear this kind of coat. And then I think to myself, what is the big deal? Why am I stressing about what everybody else is going to do when, of course, I know that I'm going to be elegantly prepared or to fit whatever occasion it is, right? Whether I have my ripped jeans, my stiletto pumps, my trench coat, whatever, you know, work slacks, after five blouse, whatever suits your fancy. So it's really becoming a thing. How do we even get this far in the conversation? Well, comparison kills creativity, or should I say, is comparison limiting your creativity? Even on Facebook, social media, we look at our circles, we look, well, what are they doing? Well, when's the last time I've been on social media, right? I mean, that's the first thing that always passes your mind. When's the last time I checked in on my key people, right? Because that's what I think. I don't know. Maybe I'm jumping the gun and I'm thinking ahead of you. But that's one of the things that I think. When was the last time, that I checked on the people that I really like? And then when I look at their pages, I'm like, what are they doing? What am I doing? And am I on trend? What am I doing, right? And then I started to think, like, yeah, what the hell am I doing? And why am I comparing myself to other people who are living their best life the way God intended them to live? Or at least the way that they want it to be. So, word of the wise, how do you decide how to take back your own creativity? I think the first step is taking back your social media identity, right? I mean, when you decide who you are and that whoever you are is, or at least should be, someone that you're willing to share with the world, you become a little less apprehensive, a little more willing to share that real persona. And I think that's the beauty about social media, because when we're able to share how big we are, right? I mean, roll with me. I know it's kind of like the world is big, social media makes it seem small. But when you think about it, the world is so huge, we are able to expose ourselves to all types of culture, all types of fashion, all types of music, all types of diversity, all types of expressionism. Why is there such a pressure or a need for comparison, especially when it comes to likes? Shouldn't the objective be to feel more free in being who you really are, instead of feeling as though you have to express yourself in a certain way that falls in line with an idea of success or happiness or family or joy? The truth is, you should be encouraged, motivated, and inspired by the things that you see, and hopefully they help you to reflect a better you in reality, and then that in turn turns into something that you want to share on your social media, meaning how you have been evolving as a person and how it's having an overall effect on your life. Just a thought, because it's challenging, right? I mean, how many times have we, or, you know, I can't say we, because some people are like, never me. And I dig that. That's cool. Maybe it hasn't been you. Maybe it never will be you. But I know that there's a lot of people out there wondering if they're normal. And you are. You're totally normal. And I think that's what makes it beautiful. But yeah, I think we really got to get back to killing comparison, because if we don't, it's really going to like take over our ability to create. And yeah. Yep. That's my take on that one. By the way, today is really cold. Today is a cold day in California. I don't know if you all felt it. It was very windy. The air was very crisp. I mean, whoa. I felt like it was winter. I guess technically it still is, which is actually nice, because the more wet weather we have is actually really good for California. Which I know is not something that people necessarily like to hear, because we are definitely one of the vacation states. So people hear songs like It Never Rains in Southern California by Tony, and they're like, oh my God, it's true. It never rains in Southern California. You know, they hear like California Girls by Katy Perry. They hear Snoop Dogg. They hear all these songs and they're like, oh my God, we're going to the beaches of LA. We're going to the valley. We're going to sit outside on the patio. And that's all good, baby. You know, I love the patio too. I love the beach. But we need some water on the ground. Like, you know, Cali's been looking pretty dry lately, a little ashy, you know, real dusty. And it wasn't always like that. We used to, you know, like have 2.5 seasons. Yeah, I remember that, when we used to have 2.5 seasons. We never really had 4, but depending on what part of California you are in, you know, you can legit have 4 seasons. People really don't know that, but it's so true. You can legit have 4 seasons in sunny, beautiful, wonderful West Coast California. But for Southern California, which is kind of closer to San Diego, Los Angeles, maybe up in the valley, you know, whatever, it's really technically 2.5 seasons. They're wonderful, they're beautiful, and we'd like them to come back. Moving on, we're going to move on to our next topic, and it has to do with being overbooked. Yeah, isn't that a popular phrase that we all use? I'm booked, I'm overbooked, I have so much to do, my schedule is booked, I'm booked, I'm booked. But we're going to explore what that really means, and if we're just filling our time, or if we are actually being productive. Ooh. We'll see if you still want to listen. If you agree, I don't know, but we definitely are going to talk about it today on the blog Music Art Culture. Again, if you're not following already, make sure you head over to our Twitter page at MACEF Public Arts, And you can also follow us on Periscope. Yes, at Music Art Culture. Let's get into this next topic. Keep listening. I'll be right back. Ooh, schedule. Legit booked. Let's go. Okay, our next segment. Now, we all, I think, like, seriously, if we just take a break and we get really honest, really quick, everybody is always booked and busy, right? I mean, everybody's always booked and busy. We are all overwhelmed. We're overstimulated. Everything wants our attention, from family to relationships, you know, to work, to personal goals, to actually needing to do real things like clean your house and do your laundry and cook a meal so you don't have to spend so much going out, or at least gaining weight from the things that you're eating out. It can get really booked and busy. But let's explore if you're actually using that term as a legit reason to disassociate yourself from people you don't like, or maybe as an excuse to become a hermit crab and not socialize because it's easier for you to disconnect instead of reconnect, right? So, now I must admit, I've been guilty, yeah. I've at times not been as booked as I thought and could have possibly made time to hang out with some friends, but I didn't. So I'll raise both of my hands and say honestly that that happened on more than one occasion. But guess what? Don't judge me, because I know that I'm not the only one. And what's really interesting about that is I was really exploring how sometimes being overstimulated can really cause stress and anxiety. I mean, not to make you all tense just even talking about it, but when you think about it, it's true. I know, you have your work days and then you want to go and make Taco Tuesday, right? Okay, Taco Tuesday. Then you have to make sure that you don't have too much fun on Taco Tuesday so you can manage the rest of your work week, right? Okay, and then you're planning what's going to happen on Friday. You're trying to get your energy together before Sunday is over. And really, when you think about it, sometimes you only don't even get a weekend, but maybe just one day. And you're lucky if it's the evening of Friday and the whole day Saturday. Because when you think about it, sometimes even managing your life can be really difficult, especially when you have to handle things over the phone, like real life business. Is it just me, but don't you get upset and bothered when you figure out you've been trying to call customer service and they're only open during the weekdays? And you don't necessarily have time to catch them during that hour or that 30-minute break? And then when you do catch them, it's actually time for you to disconnect the call because you have to get back to the rest of your life. Yeah, that can become stressed, and that can make a person booked and busy, and it can totally make you think like, what? I just wasted like 30 minutes of my life trying to get this handled and I can't, and then I have to resume after 5 or after 4:30 or whatever your schedule is like, and maybe you get half of it done. What? Yeah, it happens. It happens all the time. But anyway, back to this thing of being legit booked and busy. I think that definitely one of the things that is really cool about this new generation, right, is that everybody's booked and busy. Everybody's so booked and busy. We're constantly posting everything on social media, and we're constantly signing up for every event to attend throughout the week. And are we really actually being attentive in real life to make sure that we're taking the time to align ourselves, like that schedule, that real schedule, that 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., that 5 a.m. to 5 p.m., or even some cases that 3:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., to really say, you know what, booked and busy I may be, but I'm handling my business, right? I mean, I think we can all be better at that, being a little bit more productive. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean workload. Sometimes being more productive can mean we actually take a real look at our schedule, our work schedule, and we see, hey, you know what? Work is good. My personal life could use some adjustments, you know? I can make sure that by the time I get home, I at least make sure I'm handling a little bit here, a little bit there throughout the week. So that way, I can maintain my personal life, my home life, my health life. That's a really big one, just as well, or even better than I handle my workload, right? Because I mean, come on now. How productive can we be if we're not taking care of our health? And that's a really big thing when it comes to, you know, anxiety. When you're overbooked, you're so booked, you stay busy, and your body starts shutting down, that's definitely not the way to stay productive. So it's totally feasible that, we're totally booked and busy, actually. And sometimes we're overbooked just because we feel the need to be busy, right? I mean, that's interesting in itself. How booked do you feel that you need to be before you hit overload? Until you realize that you've reached full capacity and it's like a done deal. Like, there's no more room for you to be booked. And yet we still try and fit things in. So it's really interesting. By the way, who's been to an urgent care lately? I know I went to an urgent care lately and I had the flu. Really quick story. I had the flu. I was out, legit, I was out for a whole week. It was major. Like, I copped a squat. I didn't even want to be in the bed. I just made the couch. The couch was my new bed, you know, and a fresh box of tissue and all the Dayquil a girl could imagine, and, you know, vitamin C, and actually it was technically emergency after the fact, which they say it's better if you take it before you're sick instead of after. But I'm not going to get into all that because I'm not a doctor. Okay. I'm not medically trained. So talk to your primary care doctor, because I'm not the one. But, my little adventure in being sick, I will tell you this, never be that booked and busy where you end up on bed rest for a week, because man, when I mean the flu took me out, and it's going around, it's like seriously going around where people are catching the flu. It's very severe. In some cases, it can turn into pneumonia. Truth be told, I didn't take the flu shot. I wasn't feeling it. I was like, why am I going to inject myself with the flu? And then it's going to make me sick and I don't want to be sick. Well, to be totally honest, since I didn't take the flu shot, I should have been eating more fruits and vegetables. I should have been drinking a lot more water. I should have been, you know, taking my vitamins, my echinacea, my ginger. You know, I like the natural stuff. I'm not going to lie. Parsley has good health benefits. You know, you look into what works for you. But I wasn't doing any of that, and I ended up getting sick, lo and behold. So, if you're not big on taking medicine, which I'm not really, don't get me wrong, I took my Dayquil, and it worked, okay? After a week, it worked, thank God. But you don't want to play around. And clearly, I was playing around, and then I got caught up in the game. So you don't want to be that booked and busy to where you're not taking care of yourself, because booked and busy ain't cute when you can't continue to get busy with the things you need to do, you know? You got to actually knock the things off of your schedule instead of just tacking them on there, because technically, if you're not getting anything done, you're not really booked and busy. You're distracted. Right? I mean, if you got a full schedule and you're not getting anything done and you don't have the time to get anything done and you keep piling things on, and you know, yeah, some days we do a little here, come back to it, finish it off. But if you're so booked and busy and overwhelmed and you're going to everybody's situation and you're there for everybody's circumstance and you got a full calendar and a situation that you can't even knock down, it's time to reevaluate how booked and busy you really are. So let's just marinate on that. Hashtag join the conversation. How booked and busy are you? Okay, even if you don't go to the Twitter page, like seriously have that conversation with yourself and be honest. Are you overbooked? Are you underbooked? How can you switch your schedule to be more productive for you? What are some of the things that you could possibly remove from your schedule that would help you to have more balance? Right? Because it's not always about work. Sometimes it's about being able to manage your life as successfully as you manage the other tasks that you assign yourself. It's great that you pay your bills all the time. When's the last time you've been for your well woman's exam? You know, when's the last time you've been for your annual prostate check if you're a man? I mean, like, what's your situation like? Do you have a mountain of laundry that is about to, like, lock you into the house? You know, I mean, like, when's the last time you changed your cat's litter? Ask yourself these questions. Have you actually gotten dog food, or do you just refuse because you're so tired? Now, God knows what you're feeding that animal. Maybe he's eating off your plate. I don't know. But, you know, he has his own section in the grocery store, people. So all I'm saying is, let's figure out a way to make 24 hours more productive 7 days a week. And I'll leave it right there. Oh, we've got more to talk about. Keep listening. It's me, your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. And I'll be right back because you know we got more to discuss. All right. Before I even realized I said that, I actually said it. All right. Is that corny to say now? I don't know. Really interesting. Like, it's no secret. I'm sure we all know this by now. Isn't it funny how, like, Kevin Hart was saying it, right? Like, made it popular. But I don't even think he was the real one who coined it. Somebody told me that it was Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. Anyway, love both of them. They're super funny, very attractive. Who's been following the impeachment hearings of our president of the United States? I'm not going to get political, people, I promise you, but I will just say this. President Trump. Well, I guess it's the time for the annual State of the Union address, and we are still 48 days into the impeachment hearings. Can't wait to see how that turns out, whether you are Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green, and whatever else option there is. Make sure you're registered to vote, and we'll leave it right there. How do you do that? Well, make sure that you go down to the DMV. You can go and do that online and make sure you register to vote. It is absolutely 100% free. You do not have to pay to be a voter, as long as you are of age and complete all the forms. And it's really, really simple and easy. And there are plenty of people who will help you, okay? Make sure you vote. Why? Because your voice counts. We all have a voice, and we should use it to empower and enhance the lives of our neighbors and fellow humanitarians. Yeah. And whether you see yourself as one or not, yeah, you are. You are a humanitarian. If you're a human, you are a humanitarian because you want what's best for all the other two legs and two armed people walking around. Anywho, we're going to get off of that. I already told you. What are you going to do? You're going to vote. You're going to vote for what you believe in, and we're leaving it right there. Heading on over to music news. I like to do this. This is really something that I love to do. We are talking music news, and we're not going to get crazy with it. We're just going to keep it simple. Crazy, simple, stupid. How stupid? That it's simple, and anyone can follow. What am I talking about? What am I saying? Is that what you're asking me? Well, we're going to go Hot 100 Top 10. That's what we're going to do. So, first week of February, and we want to know who the top 10 are. Well, let's do it really quickly, huh? The Box, Roddy Ricch, is at number one. The Box, yeah, that's actually the title of his song. Last week he was at number one. He peaked at number one. He's been hanging for about seven weeks. Life is Good featuring Drake. Where are we at? Just like you, Derek. Don't even mind that. Don't even pay any attention to that. Wanted to give you a little bit of feed, but we don't want to play the music. Why? Because we're not licensed to, so we're not going to go there. But, yeah, what is number two? Have you heard that new song? It's actually really starting to grow on me. Life is Good with Future and Drake. Who doesn't love them, right? Anyway, Let's see. Peaked at number two weeks on the charts, and they've only been there for 2 weeks, so I guess that's fair. Godzilla at number three. It's Eminem featuring Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD, rest in peace, peaks at number three so far. Only been on the charts for 1 week, and, well, it is new. Circles by Post Malone. Last week, number three, peaked at number one. 21 weeks on the charts. He's doing pretty good. Memories by Maroon 5. They are hanging. Maroon 5 at the number 5 spot. Last week, well, they were at number 4. They peaked at number 2, 18 weeks on the charts. What? Number 6, 10,000 hours. That's Dan and Shay with Justin Bieber. Oh, yeah. How many? What was that? Last week, about 7 weeks on. They peaked at number 4, 16 weeks. Well, I guess that's pretty strong. Anything with the Biebs is going to do well. He's still at number 6, and it looks like they're gaining. Can't complain there. Dance Monkey, well, they peaked at number 7. Who else we got? Someone You Loved, Louis Capaldi. Ooh, you know what? Yeah, she did. Alicia Keys, she did a little homage to that song during her performance at the Grammys when she was the host, which was super duper awesome. He peaked at number 1. He's been on the charts for 37 weeks. And let's see, last week he was at number 6. He's still hanging top 10. Right now he's at number 8. Big up to him. I believe he is from Ireland. Another great songwriter from the UK. Or, excuse me, he's from Ireland, but from the British Isles. Yes. Oh, just as cute as Ed Sheeran. Shall I dare say that? Yeah, I guess I did. Number 9, Roxanne. I actually love this song by Arizona Zervas. That is the artist's name. It is so much fun. It kind of reminds me of like Fresh Prince, like early 90s style. Yeah, peaked at number 4, 12 weeks on the charts, and last week was number 9, so he's rocking steady. Hopefully he gets the number 1 spot. Either way, I really love that song. Roxanne, Roxanne, what? She only wanna something. I don't know the lyrics. Anyway. You have to laugh at yourself. And I'm somewhat choking, but it's okay. We're just going to move forward. I guess for that one, I'm really going to have to play the song on our Twitter feed. Roxanne, show that song some love for Arizona Zarvis. Number 10, last but not least, holding on strong, making the top 10, Selena Gomez, Lose You to Love Me. Lose You to Love Me. Gotta be honest, I haven't heard it yet, but she did peak at number 1, 14 weeks on the charts, and last week she was at number 5. We'll see how far she goes, and you know, everybody loves Selena. So, well, that's our top 10 in music news for Billboard, the Hot 100 list for the first week of February. Do you have any favorites that you're hoping will make the list? Yeah, I think we always have a favorite that we're hoping to make the list. Don't worry, these lists are actually very long. Hot 100 is technically 100 songs, but I only listed the top 10, so there's a good chance that your favorite singer or rapper is somewhere on that list. But again, that was the Hot 100. Moving on. For more music news, make sure that you head over to Billboard, billboard.com. You can check out all the charts. See if one of your favorite songs happened to make it somewhere down on that list, because I can tell you one thing, we are not going to go through the other 90. That's a promise. Anyway, I hope that you have been following some of the really interesting things happening. I'm not sure if I said it, but rest in peace, Juice WRLD. I'm not sure if, though, for those who are not aware, he did pass away, and it was really sad for those in the music world. He was very popular, very talented, and it's always sad when we lose our talented creatives, thinkers, and innovators to unfortunate situations. So I pray that he's at rest. So many that we've lost, from Kobe to... what was it? Race car driver. I don't want to say the wrong name and put that out there, but so many great people that we know on a personal level, not just celebrities, we lose every day. And we just want to remember to acknowledge those that you love, hug those you know. If you don't do hugs, you know, maybe you can do a pound or a high five, at least yell out hello. It only takes a second, right? Yes, community is important and so are relationships, so we definitely want to hold on to the ones that we have, and if we can, expand some of those to make sure that, you know, we're actually growing. Yeah. It's called the ripple effect, people. I don't want to get preachy. I'm not trying to go there, but it doesn't take too much effort to smile. And if you feel that it hurts, well, that means that you need to do it more. I think we all struggle from day to day, but guess what? It's okay to be uncomfortable and still do better. Be better. Reach out. You know, feel the stretch. Yeah. It's not always comfortable, but when we do it, I think we in turn are better as a society, as a community, as a whole. So take that with you for this episode of the Blog Music Art Culture. Be sure to love those you love, get to know those you like, and definitely move forward with a spirit of joy, right? Forgive others, let go of the past, and if it happened in the moment, yeah, let go of that too. Just let it go. Yeah, just like the song, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. And show some kindness along the way. Thank you for listening. I am your host, Dominique, for the Blog Music Art Culture. It has been a pleasure chatting with you as always. Don't stay a stranger. You know where to find me. Where? Well, remember, you can always listen at MACEF Public Arts. The link is in the bio. That's anchor.fm/musicartculture. Again, for past and current episodes, head over to our anchor page, anchor.fm/musicartculture. When you get there, you can also click on the links for Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Or if you're listening Apple Podcasts right now, hey, make sure you subscribe. Why? It's free. Duh. Yes, it's totally free, I promise you. And if you don't know how to find it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, all you need to do is search. What are you searching? I'm going to tell you. You want to search the Blog Music Art Culture. It's always a pleasure, always a good time. Hey, I want you to stay beautiful, stay cool, stay safe, stay fit, stay getting better every day. Why? Because you're worth it. And we'll be back to chit-chat. You know how we do. Thanks for listening. Till next time. Peace.